wrote to us about the work indeed that Doreena does, and she's just back from the Hamlin Fistula Hospital in Addis Ababa. And when did you get in?
I got here on Sunday.
Sunday?
Yeah. It was amazing. I was there for 10 days.
Talk to me about the Hamlin Fistula in Ethiopia. It's a charity, I know that. We'll talk about how people can donate money. And when did you take an interest in it?
About 5 or 6 years ago, but I really have to go back about 60 years. In the 1950s, there was a doctor couple, Catherine and Reginald Hamlin. They went to Ethiopia from Australia, and they were just going to stay there for a year or so on a mission. And they found this terrible, debilitating injury caused by childbirth there. And the women there are very rural environments, and there was no cure for it. So long story short, in 1974, they set up a hospital in Addis Ababa, which is now the capital of Ethiopia. Mm-hmm. And it's a very tough terrain. There's not a lot of infrastructure there at all. So getting women to the hospital to care for, give them maternal health was very, very difficult.
What is a fistula?
Well, that's a good question, Keith, because what happens is that the woman doesn't go into hospital, doesn't have any health care. And when she goes into labor, she may be very small and undernourished, and the baby is obstructed. And she could be in labor for days and days and days, and nobody takes her to anywhere. And what happens is she loses the baby, and she becomes incontinent because there's a hole develops, her skin gets ruptured, and she could be doubly incontinent, and she leaks for until she gets repaired. And obviously that because, you know, there's no hygiene there, she becomes an outcast in her society.
So this is a lifesaver for them, gives them back a quality of life.
The stories are heartbreaking. You know, I was talking to the women there. Now, I don't have their language, but the heartbreaking stories of them now getting new life, and the holistic care given by this hospital is amazing. Not only do they now repair the damage that's caused by this childbirth injury, but they provide them with, you know, physical training. They provide them with handicrafts. They can now be an independent person.
So they give them a quality of life that they otherwise would not have.
That's right.
Wouldn't 1974, you say, was it?
That's when it started, yeah. And,
lucky that Catherine and Reg went out.
I tell you, and they're still, well, she's still there and she's 93. God, he died about 20 years ago.
And just talk to me about how you got involved then. Well, I mean, what made you adopt this? Because you're living in California.
Well, it totally depends on donations. You know, about €400 will save a woman's life here. And I mean, I'm not asking for people to spend that much, but, you know, they will get the full care if for that amount of money. They come from a very remote environment. They haven't got two pennies to rub together. So I got involved in California, and I'm now getting a little bit more involved through some connections that I have, and from Irish people that were medical directors at that hospital for 3 or 4 years, and I know them personally.
In Ethiopia?
Yeah.
Wow. So, I mean, so there's a
big Irish connection there.
That's what I was going to say. And what are the conditions in the hospital like and outside the hospital?
Well, you know, the one in Addis Ababa isn't too bad. It was built in the 70s. It has a proper operating theatre. All the equipment is donated by major companies throughout the world. And there's 5 regional hospitals. Now they're getting out there and they're getting to prevention. So the mission is to eradicate fistula forever. And it's not just happening in Ethiopia, but on other sub-Saharan countries like Uganda and Ghana. And now we're spreading out into Uganda. We're building another hospital there. We've got 5 hospitals out in the remote areas. And we've also put together in 2010 a midwifery school. So the top candidates from their schools, and they're out into the regions and now helping deliver the babies out in the regions.
Well, what was it like for you? How many times have you been to Addis Ababa?
That was my first time.
Was that your first time?
Yeah, it was a great
experience. Did you prepare yourself for going in there?
Into the hospital, is
that? Yeah, into the whole area.
Mentally, you mean, is it? Yeah. Well, I knew a lot about it and I'd read a lot about it, and it was exactly as I had imagined.
Really?
Yeah. And the women there are lovely, and I was chatting to them, and they wear these beautiful knitted shawls. Mm-hmm. They're given a warm shawl that various people across the globe knit and sent them. They're square shawls, and they feel protected. And for the first time, they're meeting women with the same problem as them. Yeah. And they think they're the only ones, and God has punished them.
Struck them down with it.
Yeah.
And obviously, they must see the likes of you, Doreena Byrne, coming in and helping. So you and everybody else that helps them is like a little God to them.
Oh, yeah. They hold my hand and they just look at me and say, you know, shake me or hug me, you know, as if I was the one that repaired them. I'm not a medical person. Mm. But there's some fantastic people.
You're raising awareness for them, you see.
That's what I'm doing here today.
Yeah, and that awareness that you raise then goes on maybe to somebody somewhere.
Yes.
Might make a donation or tell someone else that'll make a donation.
Yeah. And then, so, or knit a blanket. Do something, you know.
Knit a blanket.
You know, yeah.
Do I look like a fella now doing the knit a blanket?
I'm sure you could now.
Just looking at the, how can they get involved or how can they make a donation to the Hamlin Fistula Hospital?
Well, there's a couple of different ways. If they Google Hamlin Fistula, there's a US site, hamlinfistulausa.org, and there's a big green button there that says donate. Mm-hmm. So you can do that. Or they can email me on doreenaburn2@gmail.com. And if they want to do anything or get more involved, you know, I will certainly respond to any email I get.
Doreena Byrne 2.
So doreenabyrne2@gmail.com.
And what was it like when you were leaving Addis Ababa? What were the emotions like as you were heading to Galway to visit your sister?
It was like coming from another planet, in a way, you know, into, you know, beautiful Ireland. And, you know, because I was up in some of the outer regions as well. I wasn't just in Addis Ababa. I was up in the Tigray region where people would know from the famines of the 70s and 80s. Mm. Now, they just had their rainy season, but it was still pretty infertile there.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm labouring the point, but when you're looking at, people refer to our health service here in Ireland, certainly in Galway being third world, it's not third world.
It's not at all, no.
And I try to say that, I say, don't call it a third world, but it's when you see what people have to put up with in Addis Ababa and Ethiopia, nothing.
They have nothing. And these health centres, where they don't have no power or electricity, they have no water in some of the outer health centres, and they're delivering babies. And these midwives are amazing, courageous women in their 20s doing this. And they're getting water via a mule every day and doing up their sanitation solutions. You know, some of them are sitting in barns waiting to give birth.
Really?
Because they don't have time to walk back to their village and back to the health centre again in order to give their baby. They're in the third trimester. So they're all sitting around.
What's the mortality rate like?
The mortality rate, but the maternal mortality rate in Ethiopia is 412 per 100,000. Mm. With the Hamlin Fistula Prevention Program, they had one. Mm. One in the last 16 months. Mm.
Listen, keep up the good work, and thanks to your sister. And where's your sister living?
Trina, she lives in Clarenbridge.
Katrina was the one.
Katrina, yeah. She brought me here, yeah.
Well, did she bring you here?
She's outside.
Is she going to bring you home as well, is she?
She better.
Well, thank God for that. Thanks to Katrina, though, for bringing it to our attention as well. But, Doreena, thank you indeed for joining us today. And again, if you want to just email Doreena directly, you can do so. doreenaburn2@gmail.com. We've those details here. We'll hold them in reception, and you can ring Carmel if you want them from there. Katie has job support for us today. What have you got for us?
Thanks, Katie.